AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The first lawsuit in the wake of a deadly warehouse fire in Oakland, California has been filed by the parents of a victim.
The parents of 20-year-old college student Michaela Gregory are suing the owner, the chief tenant, and others because of the deadly fire in the Oakland warehouse known as the Ghost Ship. The lawsuit says Gregory was trapped on the second floor of the building. She was one of 36 people who died in the blaze.
AP correspondent Mike Groscher reports authorities are still investigating the cause of the fire. Berliners gathered tonight at the Brandenburg Gate in the German capital to attend a concert in honor of the 12 people killed by a terrorist truck driver last Monday night.
The concert, it's amazing, and it's amazing to remember people, but what happened, it's really, really bad, and you have to try to make it better, not to leave it to happen in the future.
A Tunisian fugitive wanted in that deadly Christmas market attack in Berlin was killed early today in a shootout with Italian police in a suburb of Milan. Anas Amri, whose fingerprints and wallet were found in the truck that plowed into the market outside Berlin's Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church, killing 12 people and injuring 56 others, was caught seemingly by chance after eluding police for more than 3 days. Two young police officers became suspicious this morning when they wanted to check the North African man's ID papers at a deserted train station at 3 o'clock in the morning. Star Wars actress Carrie Fisher is said to be in stable condition after suffering what has been described as a major in-flight medical emergency while flying home to Los Angeles from Europe. Her brother told the Associated Press tonight his sister is out of emergency, but would not reveal the nature of that emergency. Social media site TMZ says Carrie Fisher suffered a heart attack. This is AP Radio News. President-elect Donald Trump has released a letter he says came from Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The letter's dated December 15th. The text was attached to a statement from Trump's transition team, which calls it an unofficial translation. In it, Putin notes serious global and regional challenges, show relations between Russia and the U.S. are still an important factor in ensuring stability and security. Trump calls it a very nice letter, saying Putin's thoughts are so correct, and that he hopes both sides can live up to the thoughts instead of traveling an alternate path. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
President Obama signed into law today a defense policy bill that authorizes $611 billion for the military in 2017. Good news for the military. The legislation provides a 2.1% pay hike for those in uniform and sets spending priorities and guidance for the current fiscal year. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.